Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was just looking at my MasterCard account, and there's these charges that I never made to a company called, let me get back to it real quick here. Let's see. I wish I'd stayed on while I was waiting so long. Okay, here we go. All-day gadget. You know what that is?
Yes, sir. That's a company that we service with.
And what do they sell?
Different products, different gadgets. It will have to be something that you purchased.
I never purchased any gadget, and I've got 3 charges on my MasterCard to All Day Gadget, and it's for $7.95, and then $63.71, and then $63.71 again. And I'm the only one that uses this card, and I haven't bought any gadgets.
Let me get your zip code, sir.
37221.
And what is your first and last name?
Robert Jeton, J-E-T-T-O-N.
Okay. You said 37221?
Yes.
How much did we charge your car, sir?
Say what now?
How much was your card charged?
It was charged on March 14th. It was charged $7.95. And then on March 18th, it was charged $63.71. And then on April 20th, it was charged another $63.71. Looks like some kind of payment or something.
Okay. Spell your last name for me.
J-E-T-T-O-N.
That's J-E-P-P-O-N?
J-E-P as in Tom and T as in Tom, O-N. J-E-P-P-O-N.
Okay.
Jeton. Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm not pulling anything up with that information. You stated we charged that card. It looks like $7 charge. Do you have the last 4 numbers of the card we charged that amount to?
Yes, 1949.
Okay. Okay, what was the big amount that you stated?
$63.71, twice.
In 1 month?
No, 2 months. One was in March and one was in April. March 18th and April 20th.
And the zip code that you provided to me, is that the zip code affiliated with that card?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any other name you would like me to look up, like anyone else in the household? Because I'm not pulling anything up with your name nor the last 4 of that card number.
Well, I'm the only one that has this card. I'm the only one in contact with this card. And I don't use this card for anything. I just have it because it's with my bank. And it's MasterCard. And the last 4 numbers are, let's see, I'll make sure here. Oh, wait a minute. Huh. Well, on my card it says 8945. That might be a different card, but I don't know. Let's see if it's that one, 8945.
I put that last four of 8945 in, but I don't see anything coming up in your name.
Well, my name is the only name on here. Let's see. And no one else uses this card. So, let's see.
Do I have an order number on that bill that you got or something?
Let me look. All this is my recent activity on my MasterCard account. Last number, 1949. And it says, All Day Gadget, 888-203-7563, New York. 795-6371-6371. It's definitely coming off my card.
Okay, let's do it a different route. Let me try to see. Let me get the first six and do not give me the last four. Just only the first six numbers of the actual card that was charged that amount. Only the first six numbers.
Well, let me see something here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to accounts. Account. Okay, accounts. And my mortgage, MasterCard account, 1949. And I don't have the other, that's my, let's see. Okay, the first six numbers. Tell you the truth, I hate to give out that whole number.
Well, that's not the whole number because you gave me the first four. When I put that in the system, it nothing came up. So I deleted that out of the system.
That was the last four. That was the last four.
Yeah. The first.
Did you try 8945?
Yes, I tried both of the numbers, the last four you gave me.
Okay. The first six numbers. Shit. Hold on. So you don't have anything for Robert Jeton?
No, sir. I looked that name up. I don't have anything with that name. I even tried the phone number you're calling off.
Here it is. Here's my card. Okay. Shit, I finally found the card. Okay, 1949 is the last four numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first six numbers are 5444-3082.
Okay. Wait a minute, just okay. Six. The first six would be 544430?
Yes.
One second. Did the first six, I don't even see the charge of the 63.
Huh?
Let me see. I don't see the charge of the 63. And you say the $7 charge, I don't see that. I did put in 544430.
82. That's eight numbers.
I didn't need, that's what I was trying to state to you. I didn't need the whole number. I only needed the first six.
Okay.
544430. I didn't pull anything up with that. I'm really trying to see. Let's see, sir. I'm going to try a different way. This time, let me try your email.
Okay.
I can try your email if you want me to.
It's Sam and Rob, SAMNROB, Sam and Rob, SAMNROB,
at
comcast.net.
You saying N as in Nancy?
Yes, Sam N Rob.
ROB?
Comcast.net, yes.
Oh, well, it's AM. And would that N be capitalized or lowercase?
No, it's all lowercase. Sam and Rob at comcast.net.
Okay. Okay, let me see, sir, because I'm not pulling anything up with this information. Have you actually talked to your bank?
No, that's my next call. I'll just call MasterCard.
Yes, sir. I would prefer just to call them and see who actually charged that card with that amount. But I actually tried different varies. I even tried the phone number that you're calling off. Tried the zip code. I tried the first and last name. I tried the first four of the number, the last four of the numbers. I also tried your email. I'm not pulling anything up with the information you provided to me.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And if they was to just give you our number back, then please call us back and let us know.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling support. You have a good one.